Heavy rainfall prompts forecasters to warn of potential landslides and mudslides in Southeast. And a middle school class creates a mobile app for Haines visitors. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. While it's raining in most of Southeast today, there's another large, warm, and wet weather system just offshore waiting to plow into the region. It's expected to bring heavy rainfall and high winds throughout the week. With already unusually warm temperatures and above-average rainfall in recent months, forecasters are warning this latest system is going to increase the chance for landslides and mudslides throughout the region.
We've had a moist flow aimed at us for most of the winter so far, and then this thing just putting more rain on top of that. We just have a real watch-out condition.
That's warning coordination meteorologist Joel Curtis in Juneau. He issued the first warning for landslides on Monday night. He's forecasting 2 inches of rain overnight and more on Wednesday. The system will also bring high winds expected to reach 40 to 50 miles per hour in many areas. Curtis says with soils already saturated and high winds forecasted, conditions are ripe for landslides.
If you combine a lot of precipitation with wind, your trunks are moving, therefore your root systems are moving, and it's much easier to get a blowdown in these extremely moist conditions like we have right now. And so when you start moving those root systems around and then you put some good gusts of wind on it, that's one of our ways that we try to look out for mudslides and landslides.
Curtis says with such a large system, it's difficult to be precise about what areas are most susceptible to landslides.
We don't have the detailed knowledge of saying, okay, look, it's going to happen along a certain road or at a certain clear cut or something like that. We don't have that knowledge. So we have to be very, very general when we put that in our special weather statement.
Curtis says the alerts will be updated as the impending weather system moves over the panhandle. He says the only region of Southeast not included in the landslide warning at this time is the Yakutat area. On Tuesday, the Haines and Skagway area was also forecasted to get several inches of snow along the Haines Highway, and up to a foot and a half of snow was expected along the Klondike Highway. This summer, when visitors to Haines wonder where the best restaurants, hotels, and shops are, they'll find out there's an app for that. For now, it's called the Haines Walkabout. The creators are three 7th and 8th grade students at Haines School. This class is like a test run. It's Superintendent Ginger Jewell's idea, and she's teaching it. At the end of the year, school administrators will decide whether to incorporate the app building class into the full-time curriculum.
It's an app about Haines. This is the splash screen.
7th grader Dylan Chapel clicks through the app on his laptop.
So if we click on food, it takes us to a screen with a bunch of different restaurants.
The class uses an educational program called Mad Learn to create the app. There are templates you can use, and it's sort of a drag-and-drop process, although they've had to do some Photoshop and HTML coding to get it just right. The three students have a client, Helen Alton, the director of the Sheldon Museum. Turns out, when you have someone to answer to, making an app is much more than clicking keys on your computer. Here's Dr. Jewell.
They thought, you know, make an app. Sit down, and we're going to be on the computers right away. And I made them go through the whole project management piece of you have to meet with the client, you have to find out what the client wants. Those aren't your decisions to make.
The students say all the designing and brainstorming that goes into the app is more complex than they expected. 13-year-old Mari Rose Evenden.
Kind of like you have to make sure you get it right because you don't want them to be disappointed. So it's kind of like you have some pressure.
It's great watching the light bulbs come on with, hey, we could do this. Hey, we could do that. You know, and part of it has been, did your client say they wanted that?
The app started out focusing on the Sheldon Museum.
You select one of the tabs, permanent exhibits, temporary exhibits, or 6 feet spotlight. So permanent exhibits takes us to a page where we have three different options. Chilkat Blanket, Steve Sheldon, or the timber industry.
The students proposed to expand it from just focusing on the museum to an app that encompasses everything a visitor might need to know about Haines.
And from there, then they brainstormed, well, gee, if I didn't know anything about Haines, what would I want to know about?
Dylan, Mari Rose, and 8th grader Corbin Holm are preparing for their second client meeting, where they'll show Alton what the app looks like and how it works. If all goes well, Mad Learn will put it in the iTunes and Android app stores by March 10th. Jewel says she read about Mad Learn in a technology magazine. She wanted to give it a try in the middle school because she says middle schoolers have less choice in what classes they take than high schoolers.
I miss being with kids, so this was a nice way to be able to combine need for the community, doing something that I really love, and getting back with having kid contact every day.
Jewel sits on the museum board. That's how she learned that Alton was interested in bringing the museum more up to speed technologically. Jewel says she thinks classes like this are important because they give students real-world experience. Corbin thinks he could take what he's learning here and make a business out of it.
Yeah, right now all of us are underage and we are technically not able to work, but next year I'll be 14 and I will be able to work.
And are you planning to do things like making apps or something else?
Maybe make apps to start out with and maybe move on to like start making games and stuff.
Alton at the museum isn't worried about leaving the app design in the hands of young teenagers. She says if a person has passion for something, they'll do a stellar job no matter what their age. Juneau's Eagle Crest ski area is halting lift operations until it receives enough snow to open at least part of the upper mountain. Director of Sales and Marketing Jeffrey Clow says it was not an easy decision, but so far this winter, Mother Nature has not delivered enough snow to Juneau. But she says the season isn't over yet.
For the past several years, she's been great and given us a lot of snow, and this year, unfortunately, she's just slow to giving us that snow. But we feel certain that there's still a lot of winter to go.
Clow says Eagle Crest will look at ways to add skiing opportunities should the snow arrive this year.
This isn't the first time this has happened. It's just unfortunate the first time in recent years that it's happened. So we're looking at, you know, being open on Friday nights, possibly extending our hours in the springtime, closing 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the evening on weekends and holidays.
The city-owned ski area has a long-established no-refunds policy for season pass holders. Fortunately, Klaus says they've rarely had to use it. For now, the mountain will be staffed by a skeleton crew. The ticket office and equipment repair shop will be open Thursday through Monday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The latest conditions on the mountain and a note from Eagle Crest General Manager Matt Lillard about the closure can be found at skijuneau.com. Calling all gamers. Juneau's first ever board game convention is happening next weekend at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. PlatypusCon 2015 is being organized by Platypus Gaming, a nonprofit that formed last year. Josh Warren is the organization's president. He appeared on KTOO's A Juneau Afternoon last week.
A large part of the facility will be open for anyone to grab a table and play a game. We have a board game library of over 300 titles that you can just check out and take and find some friends to play games with, as well as two tournaments, one on Saturday and one on Sunday.
The tournaments will feature the popular game Settlers of Catan. There will also be demonstrations of lesser-known titles, as well as card games and classics like Risk and Monopoly.
One of the things we're really trying to provide is not only some beginner games that people can come right into, Settlers being one of those, and Ticket to Ride. But we also have a lot of games that have just now come out, Castles of Mad King Ludwig, Cult Express, things like that. So we're going to have games for experienced players as well as new players.
Warren says he loves getting together with friends on a Friday or Saturday night to play games. He also says he's been to board game conventions outside and wanted to bring the experience to Juneau.
And I felt that there was a strong enough community of board gamers in Juneau to have our own, where it will only cost a small amount of money to come instead of a couple thousand.
A weekend pass to Platypus Con is $25 for adults or $10 for kids under 14. Single day passes for adults are $15. Hours are 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. Saturday, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.